We're at what, 8:36?
8:36.
Call to order?
Yes.
Okay, and then we have approval of May 28th, 2021 board agenda. That's today's agenda.
I'll make a motion to approve today's agenda.
I'll second that.
Okay, any discussion?
No.
I'll just go for the roll call vote. Denise?
Yes.
Christy?
Yes.
Dixie? Yes. Carla?
Yes.
Crystal?
Yes.
And Lily?
Yes.
Thank you. Motion carries with 6 roll call votes.
Do we have any? Oh, you know what? Was Bill going to join?
He is not. He is not this morning. He texted me.
Okay.
He got administration.
Okay.
But there's okay. Nobody.
I thought of that
there's
when
no
I saw the public
from
comment.
San Bernardino.
Okay. All right. Then we'll move on to Roman numeral 4, agenda items.
Okay, board members. So these are bringing back the ones that were tabled from the other day. I thank you for jumping on a quick call to go over these. Again, these tie to all of these many end of the year requirements. I feel like they started out just with an LCAP, and now they've added an LCAP and a learning plan and a budget overview for parents. And now these LCAP expenditures, which really just almost, I want to say, reiterate what we said in the LCAP in a different type of format or a document. So the budget overview is specifically one for parents, where again, it just calls out specific funding. Again, very similar, really a strong focus on intervention. I think that's probably going to be the theme this year, going into this year, going into next year, just really recovering from the pandemic and really focusing on academics for that piece. I'll entertain any questions. I don't think that there were any surprises, though. I think both documents just call it out and put it in a different format.
I don't have any questions.
I don't have any questions. It is pretty straightforward.
Kind of redundant, I feel, but
yeah, same here. No questions.
Do I have a motion to approve the budget overview for parents for El Centro and San Bernardino?
So moved.
Do I have a second? Oh, what's the second? I'm sorry.
Christy,
got it. Okay, I have a first and I have a second. Any discussion? Okay, I'm just going to go for the roll call vote then. Carla?
Yes.
Christy?
Yes.
Dixie?
Yes.
Crystal?
Yes.
Denise?
Yes.
And Lily?
Yes.
Okay, motion passes via roll call vote with 6 votes. Okay, the next one, I kind of summarized it with my parent budget overview. Again, one of those LCAP documents that they added this year. To just call it out, I guess. I don't know. But another, ultimately another state requirement. So if there are no questions, do I have a motion to approve the LCAP expenditure table?
I'll move to approve the LCAP expenditure table.
Thank you. And do I have a second?
I'll second.
Dixie, right?
Lily,
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
My screen lights up, but sometimes I miss it if I'm looking down. Okay, so I have a first, I have a second. Do we have any questions? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. Carla?
Yes.
Dixie?
Yes.
Denise?
Yes.
Crystal?
Yes.
Lily?
Yes.
Okay. Motion carries with 6 roll call votes. Next is the acceptance of Gerald McFadden's resignation. I need a formal acceptance by the board that you accept his resignation as he moves into retirement. I know it's like, it, to me, it's an odd action item, but as it is, we have to, I guess, approve it officially.
Well, I move to accept Joe McFadden's resignation.
Okay, I have a first. Do I have a second?
I'll second, Crystal.
Perfect. Thank you. Any discussion? I'll do the roll call vote. Crystal? I'm sorry. Yeah, Crystal?
Yes.
Carla? Yes.
Christy?
Yes.
Dixie?
Yes.
Lily?
Yes.
And Denise?
Yes.
Motion carries with 6 roll call votes. Board members, I don't have it on this agenda, but I know that they will probably request us. I'll give you some background. Dr. Annie McKenzie, who is on our board roster, she has been part of our, really in the beginning of the school, she took a significant role in helping us develop it. She's a superintendent in the state of Massachusetts. So she was really assisted in the development of the educational plan, the some of the initial presentations to the school districts in both San Bernardino and Imperial County. She has been a longstanding member of the board, almost to the, I'll frame it as a founding member, if I can frame it as that. We will probably at some point need to officially accept her resignation. I know I talked with her last week and she really feels, you know, she hasn't been at attendance at any of the board meetings for I think now a couple years, but she doesn't want to not be willing to help support Ballington, but she really believes her support could be better utilized. And, you know, if we're ever coming up for another renewal or if we need some assistance on reading and an educational plan or something like that, she's really kind of thinking that would be a better support. And then we don't have her name on the minutes as constantly absent. So I wanted to share that with you, that probably in the June meeting, I'll be bringing formal request to formally accept her resignation as an active member of the board. I guess I'll frame it like that.
Basically, she want to help behind the scenes, huh?
Exactly. It's super hard for her to attend the board meetings because she's on the East Coast. So it's always 3 hours ahead. She used to try, but then it gets super hard for her. And she recognizes that every minute on the minutes and everything, it's always absent. So she knows at some point people are probably saying, why aren't we asking her, you know, to transition off? So, but she did share, she's here for any additional support. Should we need, you know, guidance behind the scenes, like you mentioned, Carla?
Yeah, that's very nice.
The other thing I did want to just alert the board members Mr. Ledoux did reach out to me yesterday. He is aware of Mr. McFadden's resignation at this point or movement into retirement. He did want to hear about, you know, what does this mean for Ballington? Is this going to impact Ballington in any way? I did share, I reiterated with him that I'm still here, that nothing really changes for Ballington Academy. I did mention to him, you know, again, you know, we began this process of over a year ago of really trying to separate the two, Southwest and CEDC. CEDC's board is still in place and we do not foresee any changes, any impacts, any, again, modifications to Ballington. So just, I'll keep you posted. He said he might have a couple questions for me over the next week or so, but I did want to kind of bring the board members to alert to that. Nothing. I haven't heard anything from San Bernardino, our other authorizer. The other issue is I pulled the superintendent's consultant agreement. Historically, that is how I was compensated for my services. as things are evolving, I did want to just alert the board members. I am in discussion with the attorneys just to determine if it would be better for me to remain in that status or be brought on as an employee to CEDC. So that is why I pulled that. The attorneys are kind of reviewing it and seeing what would position CEDC in the best light moving forward, knowing the most recent retirement of Mr. McFadden and kind of the direction that the continual separation of CEDC. So hopefully by June, I will have a better answer for you for that.
So right now, Doreen, are you paid by Volunteer of America and that's covered through the management fees or what?
I do a somewhat of like a record of time that gets booked directly to CEDC. So that's how they're paying me at this point. The attorney's looking into given the current situation, if it might be better for me to be brought into their payroll.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions? Okay, I kind of added those. I tried to slip them in because I wanted to give you updates. I wanted to be completely, you know, it seems like this is such a moving target. I'm always wanting to bring you into the loop. So
thank you.
You're welcome. Embers is sending an email. I knew we were meeting this morning, so I wanted to give you a heads up. The next piece is the approval of the CSMC contract. Again, I did go out to bid. I got a total of three. CSMC is our current provider. My recommendation is to stay with CSMC only because at this point, I believe with all of these changes, I don't want to introduce more change into a system and then have something, some balls drop. This does include the recommendation to shift payroll to them. Again, in line, being proactive with really trying to move forward with that separation. I'm recommending only doing 1 year because I just want to kind of see how this works and also give us time to even maybe look more into additional other options, other back offices, should we wish to do that, you know, at the end of this year. It would start in July, and that is another reason why I'm recommending staying with our same provider so that we don't have to engage in such a quick transition to a different provider. But I will entertain any questions on the contract itself. If not, I would entertain a motion to approve.
Can you explain a little bit on the numbers, Charter Impact, CSMC, and XED numbers?
Sure. Let me. So what I tried to do when I compared the bids was look at their services, and then a lot of them roll them up. Exit did not. They charged me per employee. So I included that cost in, I averaged, honestly, what our current employee rates are. And then they charge you, they seem to charge for every single transaction. So if we have a garnishment, they'll charge us, I think it was $3.10 for every single garnishment they have to process. So I tried to like put in, I think I did it at two garnishments because I just tried to estimate on that. So those were the one exit specifically really seemed to pull out like every, like benefits processing was another cost. The others, Charter Impact and CSMC, lumped them all together. So that was an easier comparison, so to speak. I didn't have to do any additional math or estimating on that. So Charter Impact is a little bit higher than the other two. CSMC is, I think CSMC is very comparable to XED. The only thing with, again, with XED is they charge, it seems, for every transaction. So this quote is based on my estimates of you know, predictions going forward. So XED would have a potential to go a little bit higher. Should we get additional employees? Should we have additional garnishments? Should we have additional transactions so that they believe?
Yeah, that can add up pretty quick.
Doreen, did I miss the attachment with the other bids or the other explanations? I see the overall, the cover page with the amounts, the bid amount, but and I see the contract with CSMC, but I don't see the details for the other two. Is that, did I miss that in one of your emails?
No, I didn't. I can send it to the board members. I just didn't. I was trying to summarize information and not send so much, but I can go ahead and send that forward if you would like to see those.
It's just for me, to make a better decision in the future, I'd like to have all of them just so we can look at them as well. I mean, I know typically we go with the lowest bid because fiscally that makes sense. And I understand the situation now. We don't want to change anything given the current circumstances. I know what that would do to to employees and to you, to everybody else having to deal with, you know, training the new company, because that's what I call it. But just in the future, if we can get all of them so that we can make a more informed decision on the bids that are coming in.
Absolutely.
Yeah, if nobody else has any questions, I'll make a motion to approve the contract with CSMC for back office services.
I have a first.
I'll second. Sorry.
It's okay. I have a first and a second. Any discussion?
Is that for 1 year or 3 years?
I'm recommending one year because I'm hope this will give us some more time. That was my belief.
Okay. Yeah, because you have some numbers in there for year two and year three. Is that their suggestions, just in case we
should that be part of my motion, Doreen? So I make a motion to approve the CSMC contract for back office services for 1 year.
Yeah,
I'll make that my motion.
Okay, they requested to try to, they, you know, of course they were saying if you would enter into a 3 year contract, then that would be best. I'm not comfortable entering into a 3 year or recommending if the board would like to, absolutely. I just felt like 1 year, because we're almost at July versus adding additional changes and then really taking this year to really explore, you know, do interviews with additional back offices at this point. You just really explore additional things that are out there. I was almost doing it as a temporary hold, get us through the next year and then allow this upcoming year to really, I mean, I'd love to have participation from, if a board member would like to, you know, interview with me some of these firms, really delve deeper into it. I didn't think there was a time-wise right now, because they're sharing, you know, they, all of them said they have to start the transition process as soon as possible, and I didn't want to.
Yeah, it takes a while to transition, and I understand going with somebody new, there's a transition period, and then there's a learning curve for them as well. So I get it. And just another question, I guess, before we take a vote. Have you been happy with their services?
It has been touch and go. And I will be honest. I think we've had a lot of different assigned people from them to that have worked with us, but part of that is honestly our request, because we kept wanting additional, you know, we were not happy with, I guess, the performance from the prior. So they worked really hard to assign someone new. I will share with you, probably the best person we had was a couple months ago. He has since transitioned. I was so upset because of that. But again, it has been, I want to say, touch and go. I don't know if it was also, you know, we were kind of in a hybrid situation. When I say hybrid, I mean Volunteers in America Southwest was doing some activity and then they were doing other activity. So it was like always kind of trying to manage the relationship between the two. You know, Southwest was always waiting on something from them, or vice versa, they were waiting on it. So I don't know if that contributed to it through the process. You know, I talked with them about their accuracy, about being able to get things to us in a more timely fashion. So I know those were kind of some of the discussions that we had leading up to this. That's why ultimately I feel like we do a year, but we keep looking. That's my thing is, you know, I think that there could be better out there. I just don't know if if we're in the position right now to take that on, honestly. And I'm sure we could take it on, but would it result in the best quality process for everybody? Or are we just pushing something to happen? So that would be my take. And I know Shannon's on the line. You can weigh in as well, Shannon. I know you work a little bit with them too, not as much, but you know, through some of the processes and such too.
I'm going to go ahead and echo exactly what Doreen said. I think the conversation about the accuracy and the timeliness is a good conversation to have. I can say that they are very responsive. You know, when we reach out with a question or an email or something like that, they do respond very quickly. So that's a plus. And I hadn't thought about it before, but I do tend to agree with Doreen that part of it might be that they're having to mitigate that relationship. Mm-hmm. You know, whose responsibility is this? And then waiting maybe a little bit longer than they would expect for responses from VOA.
Makes sense. I get it. So a year would be perfect then, right?
But yeah, I just believe that that will give us a lot of time to be able to just explore other options, interview, you know, put together even maybe a committee. If I could have maybe support from the board, maybe one of the board, I don't want to take, I know you guys are so busy. I want to take up a tremendous amount of your time, but just to have you kind of also interview, go through, talk to them as well, you know, ask them, you know, based on just even your different perspectives, ask them questions.
I think that's a great idea, and I would love to be a part of that, you know, to the extent that I'm able and that it works out, you know, on your end and their end.
I would be willing as well, Doreen.
Thank you.
So I think we had a motion and a second, so I don't know if we're waiting for just the vote.
Sure, and yes. Any other discussion? Okay. I'll call for the roll call vote then. Denise?
Yes.
Christy?
Yes.
Dixie?
Yes.
Carla?
Yes.
Crystal?
Yes.
Natalie?
Yes.
Okay. Motion passes with 6 votes. 6 roll call votes. Thank you. I think that brings us to the almost the board closing comments.
Does anyone have any closing comments?
Just have a great Memorial Day weekend.
Absolutely.
That's right. It's at the completely forgot. Woohoo!
Yay!
Oh, it's been such a week.
On. All this stuff going on, huh?
Oh yeah, yeah.
And again, Doreen, thank you for your hard work.
Absolutely.
Very welcome. Thank you. Oh my gosh. I feel like I've been pulling you in 1,000 directions, asking you for this and sending you too much, like hundreds and hundreds of pages of things. Here's yet another email.
but we're all aware that no matter how much you're sending us, for you, it's like at least 10 times more of the effort. So.
You're putting it all together for us, Doreen. You're doing exactly. The hard work.
No, I try to streamline. I try to streamline as best as I can.
Yeah, so I definitely echo what Carla said. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Are we ready to adjourn? It's 9:03.
Sure.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay. We'll adjourn then. Thank you very much.
Have a nice weekend.
Have a you nice too. Weekend, ladies.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.